Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, July 19th brings back Fierce Freedom's annual run-walk event, but with a twist. We'll explain. And also, welcome to We Mow May. We'll hear from Jane Moeller with the Chippewa Valley Pollinator Partnership. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Yes, July 19th, mark it on your calendar as Fierce Freedom will hold their biggest annual fundraiser back at Carson Park in Eau Claire, the usual location. But this year, the run-walk event with a twist. While held in its usual spot of Carson Park, the event features some updates, some throwbacks, and a new name, the Oh Freedom Fun Run and Fest. It'll be family-friendly with a creative festival atmosphere while showcasing Fierce Freedom's deep commitment to educating the community about human trafficking. Jenny Almquist is co-founder and executive director of Fierce Freedom. Back in 2008, she first learned about the horrors of human trafficking, which led to the birth of Fierce Freedom. As executive director, Almquist works to build the organization so that awareness and education about the issue can continue to spread. Earlier this week, I sat down with Almquist and two other members of the Fierce Freedom staff and began by asking the co-founder and executive director, Almquist.
Maybe just talk a little bit, Jenny, in terms of the background and how this has been a great, you know, annual event that's been, I think, your biggest annual fundraiser, right?
It is. Yes, it is, for sure, by far. Jesse Podolik started in this work about the same time that I did, and kind of unofficially, so 2007, 2008. And she started the run, and she did it to raise funds for International Justice Mission, which is amazing. And then as we worked, and as she saw how this was happening domestically right here in our area, she decided that she wanted to take that run and split the funds. So she did that. And then the day came when she just decided that the run needed to be a Fierce Freedom run. So we've been doing this for the last number of years, and Jesse is actually on our board now. So it's kind of, it's amazing to see how it's come full circle. So that's what we do here at Fierce Freedom, is we raise awareness and we fight against domestic human trafficking.
I asked Jenny Almquist what prompted the change to the July 19th Oh Freedom Fun Run and Fest.
Well, we've seen how there's so many runs now in the beginning, which is great because there are a lot of runners, there are a lot of really amazing causes. But when the Justice Run started, it really was one, there were just a few runs. So we were talking about it, and there's a lot of things for people to be involved in, and there's so many people that we would love to include in this event that are not runners, so why don't we do a community event that really embraces the whole community? So we thought, why not do a festival? So that's where the Oh Freedom Festival, Fun Run Festival, the whole deal came from. So we're really excited because it will be a community-wide event that is family-friendly.
So Almquist says runners are still invited and encouraged to take part in the 2 Mile in the Park Loop Fun Run, but if you're not a runner, there'll still be plenty of activities for you.
Yeah, for sure. There will be a run. It won't be timed as it has been in the past. Blue Ox is one of our sponsors, and they're in charge of the run part, run/walk. So we're doing something really fun this year where every 2 miles you pick up a popsicle stick.
2 mile loop.
Yeah. And then you put it, we'll be putting it in a jar so that we'll see the collective building of how many miles are either run or have been walked. And then we'll do a prize at the end of that. But it'll just help us to see the collective impact of all of that.
Almquist says in addition to the run walk, there will also be
a creation, imagination, creation station in the middle of the festival where people can come and do creative arts. And At the Roots, Renee Summer from At the Roots is going to be doing that. And I believe that we're going to be doing a collective project where everybody does a little piece and we build together so we see the bigger picture from that. So there will be trauma-informed people there with tables where you can get information. There's just going to be a lot going on.
Kat Morgan is Fierce Freedom's community program specialist. Her passion for social justice was sparked into flame during college after seeing a powerful documentary, Nefarious, about the human sex trade, and joining the on-campus organization International Justice Mission.
Working with Fierce Freedom gives Kat the opportunity to speak to thousands of people about the realities of domestic human trafficking. She loves having those conversations, which lead people to finding their own role in the fight for justice. Regarding the July 19th Oh Freedom Fun Run and Fest at Carson Park in Eau Claire, Kat Morgan says,
something I'm really excited about is just elevating other community partners that Fierce Freedom has in the community, because as they say, a rising tide lifts all ships. And I think that we are really wanting to honor those kind of third spaces, because so much of what we do is prevention. And so we're really wanting to get in on the ground floor, helping families to talk with their kids about, you know, what is a healthy decisions and healthy relationships, so that they never find themselves in a trafficking situation. So we want to get them connected with even other people in the community, other organizations that provide mentorship and provide other services. And so, you know, we're really having sort of a net of impact, because, you know, maybe they'll connect with someone at the jam, you know, Mike Rambo, who does the jam, and there's musicians and you can learn how to play an instrument. And maybe that's something where they can feel belonging and love and connection that they aren't really getting anywhere else. And so, again, it's community and collective impact that we're all really excited to bring to the fest.
Joyce Orth is Fierce Freedom's community engagement specialist. She retired in 2021 from public sector employment with a local school district, serving most recently as the director of communications. Her years of experience include volunteering with community groups and serving on boards for nonprofit and professional organizations at the local and state level. She currently serves as lead elder on her church board. Here, Orth elaborates on what stands out to her about the July 19th Oh Freedom Fun Run and Fest at Carson Park in Eau Claire.
I am so excited about the collaboration that is going to happen, that's going to make our community stronger in the health and welfare for our kids in particular, but really for the whole community. And Kat touched on it, that Fierce Friend Zone is going to have youth-focused organizations that are kind of like-minded. And in January, I met someone from the Boys and Girls Club, and we talked about, wouldn't it be cool if we could do some things collaboratively? So this platform is really providing the opportunity to do that.
Fierce Freedom co-founder and executive director Jenny Almquist says the entire event, July 19th at Carson Park in Eau Claire, is just going to be a blast.
It's just going to be fun and encouraging. We're going to have things written on the pavement, encouragement. So there'll be statistics. So there'll be a educational part of it that people can learn as they're running and walking. So it just is always a really fun event for kids and adults together. You'll see a lot of moms pushing strollers, and yeah. And so as I mentioned earlier, there'll be the piece where you can pick up the popsicle stick, and we can see those building as the miles get run and walked. And so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Almquist wants attendees to the July 19th event at Carson Park in Eau Claire to make sure to stop by the education tent.
We'll have this big tent that is set up, and it will be set up as a bedroom for a teenager. And there are all these different aspects of what you can look at and see that might be a sign of somebody being groomed. And it's things that you wouldn't think about normally. And so we'll have little signs that have part of the somebody's diary that's being written in, and you can kind of test yourself. And it just is a really great educational aspect.
Fierce Freedom's Kat Morgan says besides the Fierce Friends Zone, featuring like-minded organizations committed to investing worth and dignity in our youth,
we also will have food trucks, and we have live music that we're going to have, and, you know, as part of the program. We'll also hear a little bit, you know, just from a survivor, and just, you know, she'll just be there, just part of the event, you know. And there might even be survivors that are there, you know, and we won't even know that, but that's really something that can happen too.
Kat Morgan says,
you can do the fun run, but if you're just wanting to sort of check out a little bit more about Fierce Freedom and, you know, some of these other partners in the community and some of the, you know, just like the food trucks and the fun aspects that come with the fest, like the kids' activities, it's a great way to just sort of learn a little bit more and get together in the community. And it's just going to be like a really fun time.
Fierce Freedom's Joyce Orth says,
everything that Fierce Freedom does is possible because as a nonprofit, we have sponsors that come alongside of us and make these things happen. And Adam and Alicia Condit, our owners of Blue Ox Running, and just an example, they are not only overseeing that 2 mile in the park loop, but they they're kind of have a call out to other businesses to come in and become sponsors.
Joyce Orth shares with us the words of these highly appreciated sponsors, Adam and Alicia of Blue Ox Running.
We love being Fierce Freedom sponsors because we can see their local impact. Their approach to fighting one of the world's darkest evils is strategic and effective because they know how to engage the root of the problem, demand education, resources, and more. And holistic health and prevention is where their business plan plugs in directly, but they know that Fierce Freedom is fighting the evil of slavery on all fronts.
Regarding that terrific endorsement from Blue Ox Running, Joyce Orth says,
I think that's such a powerful message and depiction of the work that we do. So we still have sponsor spots available until May 15th.
Kat Morgan says,
we're going to highlight a lot of partnerships, including, you know, ways that you can be an impactful consumer. So there's going to be fair trade vendors as well as part of our kind of freedom market. And so, you know, if you're wanting to learn more about some of those fair trade vendors, you can come check out the event as well.
Jenny Holmquist says,
Michelle Marquardt is going to be our MC, and she is so much fun. I mean, love Michelle Marquardt. So she will bring the energy. It'll be a fast-paced event. We're going to close the evening with, there'll be a concert
collective choir.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and we always give out our Extraordinary Person for Justice Award. So it's actually, we developed that because of Jesse Podolik. Anyway, so we will be honoring somebody who really has a heart for justice in the community as we wrap things up. So I think that it's just going to be a fun, wonderful time of impact together and really seeing our community come together.
And again, Fierce Freedom taking sponsors anywhere from $300, an ally $500, a partner ambassadors $1,000, advocates $2,500, and champions $5,000. If you're interested in learning more about being a sponsor, you've got between now and May 15th, and here's what you do.
For sponsorships, just email Joyce at fiercefreedom.org.
And finally, as for registrations, Kat Morgan tells us,
for the fun run, if you just go to fiercefreedom.org and click on the banner image, you're going to have, and then you can click on the Browse Programs button for Village. We're partnering with Village.com for registration. And you can do individual family registration, or you can even just order a t-shirt and not do the run.
Again, that great event coming up July 19th at Carson Park in Eau Claire, the Oh Freedom Fun Run and Fest between 5 and 8 in the evening. And finally, welcome to No Mow May. It's an environmental campaign that encourages people to refrain from mowing their lawns during the month of May. The aim of the campaign is to promote biodiversity and provide a habitat for pollinators such as bees, butterflies, and other insects. At Saturday's Farmers Market in Eau Claire, I caught up with Jane Moeller with the Chippewa Valley Pollinator Partnership, which she says includes,
and that's like Beaver Creek Reserve and Jonah and the Master Gardeners and Eau Claire Garden Club and the city and the county. And our whole thing is to bring nature home to the backyard and restore habitat. No Mow May is just a little piece of this. You know, it's the beginning. Shrinking the lawn, letting a piece of it grow, putting in meadows, putting in rain gardens, putting in pocket pollinator gardens, using native plants, bringing in our native insects, sustaining our pollinators. Very important.
Moeller is excited about an author who's written on the subject who's coming to Eau Claire this fall.
We're having Doug Ptolemy, who is like the seminal person about restoring habitat nationally, and he's coming to our Chippewa Valley Book Fest in October.
Ptolemy's written Nature's Best Hope, a new approach to conservation that starts in your yard. Moeller says,
we have a Pablo grant for $11,000 to help us with this No Mow May effort and the pollinator partnership.
Finally, Jane Moeller says,
and there's a great brochure you can go to if you just go to Homegrown National Park, and he talks about strategies for restoring habitat in your yard.
And the signs say, we're feeding the bees, excuse our weeds, we're feeding the bees. But basically, people are encouraged to just let their grass grow this month.
Absolutely. Because the native pollinators that are hatching don't have enough to eat early in the season until other things start to bloom.
Again, that's Jane Moeller with the Chippewa Valley Pollinator Partnership on No Mow May as just the beginning on the conservation front in your own yard. Meanwhile, before that, we heard from three members of the staff of Fierce Freedom, co-founder and executive director Jenny Almquist, community program specialist Cap Morgan, and community engagement specialist Joyce Orth, regarding the upcoming Oh Freedom Fun Run and Fest, July 19th, Carson Park in Eau Claire. Mark it on your calendar, bigger and better than ever before, broadening out, keeping the run a two-mile fun run, but so much more. Plan to be there. Register at fiercefreedom.org. That's fiercefreedom.org. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks so much for listening. The preceding, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio.